Patient's first name is A-L-B-E-R-T, last name W-E-A-V-E-R. Date of birth, 09/19/57. Date of encounter, 02/25/26. History of present illness. Patient was seen 5 days ago for contact dermatitis due to poison ivy. Was given dexamethasone injection in clinic as well as a Medrol dose pack. Patient has been taking a Medrol dose pack. He's still got one more day left on it. He's concerned for the urticarius that still continues and is not spreading. No shortness of breath, no difficulty breathing. Patient requests another steroid shot because he says that every year he has to have multiple steroids to get rid of the contact dermatitis. Next paragraph, diagnosis. I mean, not diagnosis, I'm sorry. Next paragraph is medical history, hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia. Next paragraph, surgical history, non-contributory. Next is allergies to penicillin. Next is social history. No reports of secondhand smoke or ETOH use. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented times 3. No acute distress noted. EENT exams within normal limits. Neck is supple. Respiratory system and breath sounds clear. Abdomen soft and untender. Cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm. Focused skin exams noted. Multiple erythematic lesions on the left arm with excoriation marks. No weeping. They do blanch. Next paragraph, diagnosis, urticaria, contact dermatitis, due to poison ivy, plan, advise patient on the safety precautions for using continued high-dose corticosteroids. We'll provide one additional injection of dexamethasone within the clinic today. Advise patient he must follow up with PCP to get a dermatology referral because high-dose corticosteroids at his age is not recommended, and if he's not healing appropriately due to the standardized treatment plan, he needs to see a specialist. Patient understood, discharge in stable condition.